HD Smartcast. You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello and welcome to the HD Branch podcast. The weekly companion to your printed copy of HD Branch, where I, your host Karishma Kunzang from Team Branch, give you a behind the scenes of what you'll be reading on Sunday. There'll be interviews with the biggest Bollywood celebrities talking about things that matter to them. You'll also get to know a little more about the columns by Veer Sanghvi and Seema Goswami from the columnists themselves. Why should you listen to it? Well, it's one of India's top Sunday magazines. It has the best editors, columnists, and opinion leaders bringing you what's happening around town. Listen on for an additional dose of brunch. This series is available on hdsmartcast.com, India's fastest growing podcast producing platform. Hi guys, how's it going? Which is your favorite Johnny Lever movie? Being a typical 90s kid, I have to go with Kuch Kuch Hota Hai. And of course, I miss the clean comedy that he brought on screen. Something that his kids, daughter Jamie, who's a comedian, and son Jesse, who's an actor, are carrying forward to the next generation. And if you've been spending some time on Instagram, you would have come across their lockdown collaborations. Well, they are the cover stars of last week's edition of HD Brunch, and here's what they have to say about their first ever professional shoot with their dad for our cover story and lockdown learnings in a chat with Shruti Nair from Team Brunch.
First of all, congratulations on being our cover stars last week. And welcome to the HD Branch podcast.
Thank you so much for having us, Shruti. It was really, really, really amazing to be on the cover. And we're so happy by the response that we're getting from the cover. And we're really happy.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I'm so glad. And you guys look gorgeous on the cover. And whether it was the sari or the suits and the other changes, I think you guys really looked perfect. And it was such a fun shoot. So what do you think about the tagline, the cover line, Johnny, Johnny, yes, Papa? How's the reaction been to that?
Brilliant. We're getting responses from all our friends and family. And everyone's been talking about the tagline. And everyone's been saying that it's apt, you know, it's perfect.
Yeah, for me, actually, it took me back to my childhood days. You know, growing up, everybody said, oh, Johnny, Johnny, yes, Papa. And, you know, we were like, so that nursery rhyme was perfect for us. And so it reminded me of my school days and my childhood, where everybody would tease me with that nursery rhyme. And in fact, when my dad read it, he said, oh, there couldn't have been a better title for this cover. And it was just perfect.
Just right.
Just right.
Making videos through the lockdown, has that brought you guys?
Shruti, you know, a lot of people had been asking me to start my own YouTube channel, and it's kind of been on my mind for a very, very long time. Much before, I think earlier this year or even last year onwards, people were telling me, okay, you should work on your own channel. You can make good content. But I kind of never took it seriously. Only in this lockdown, like I've been saying that, you know, I had to kind of create work for myself because I was out of work. I had to kind of keep myself busy. I just started making videos just to keep myself occupied and started sharing it on my social media. And, you know, the response that came was so great that, you know, people were really hungry for like really fun content. People wanted to just have a laugh and, you know, basically halke dimag ka, you know, they wanted to just relax because these are such crazy times, right? And every time you put on the news, it's like they're hitting us with more and more like tough news, and which is it's scary sometimes. It can be so, you know. And the response that was coming, it was just amazing that I felt like, yes, as an entertainer, I have a responsibility here to, you know, just make people laugh, and, you know, because I am a comedian, this is what I have to do. And it doesn't matter whether you know, I'm getting paid for it or not, but I have to make people laugh. And I just went on doing that. And then obviously involved Jesse in my videos, and we started making singing videos and dance videos, and people seem to love that even more. So they now can, you know, they request me to make more videos with Jesse, and they're like, why don't you try this, or why don't you make such videos more, or why don't you involve Johnny sir, we would like to do see you doing this. So, you know, one thing led to another, and in like 2 months I received my play button, which was really not expected. No strategy, no planning, but I received my reward for all the hard work that I was doing, and it feels really, really good. Feels really good.
Amazing. Congratulations once again. And Jesse, so do you have a bigger responsibility to start a YouTube channel of yours as well?
No, I think I'm going to let Jamie do all the YouTube work. But usually what happens is people think that YouTubers are different, actors are different. But I think there are no rules, you know. There are no rules. We try to make rules for ourselves. But I think everyone should explore all the different platforms out there. And our main intention has always been to do good work, put good content out there, you know, and not hurt anybody and entertain, you know, everyone. I mean, whatever the platform may be. So I think Jamie is doing a great job on YouTube, and I will definitely collaborate with her.
Yeah, also. Most welcome to feature on my video channels.
Yeah, if she allows me. That's me.
So that there's no tiff in the house, you know. There's no competition. Ghar mein hi competition ki zarurat nahi.
There is a competition.
There is a slight competition there. No, there is actually.
It's very healthy.
Healthy competition.
Yeah. Even my dad gets very competitive.
Is it so? That's interesting. Yeah.
And so every time he sees like a comedy video that I put out, he'll be like, okay, Les, what can we do? What can
we three
I
do together?
Can we three make a like a dance video? Can we make a singing video? Mm-hmm. No, we should continue doing this. This is good, but how can we take it, you know, ek step aage? What do we do next?
So now that you guys have put us on the cover, so I think, who knows, we three together will make some good content.
Yeah,
that's really something that people would love to look forward to, I think. Tell me about, considering gyms are going to open, and Jesse has a passion for fitness, we all know, his body.
I'm telling you, he is the happiest person on earth right now to hear that news that gyms are opening. He was just waiting to go.
Yeah.
So please talk about it, Jesse.
Yeah, actually, you know, I think everyone in the film industry, everyone really depends on gyms and, you know, our trainers.
Yeah.
So we miss them. We miss the entire atmosphere of a gym and or whatever, you know, martial arts or any kind of activity. And me and Jamie both, we've always been very like active, you know, towards fitness. We've been fitness enthusiasts. Yeah. So we are very excited. We are very, very excited. Even in the lockdown, we've tried to
stay fit
and maintain, you know, whatever we can, and work out at home.
Some home workouts and all of that. So,
well, but that is the result of the cover. I mean, you guys look great on the cover, so I guess it's totally worked. Even if you've cheated on some days, I think you've made up for the calories.
Thanks, Shruti. But Shruti, I'd like to mention that, you know, this was our first cover together as a family, and you know, we'd never done any photo shoot before that. I mean, obviously we've taken for family photos every time we travel or do shows together, but it was the first time, you know, that me, Jesse, and my dad, we came together as it was like a professional shoot, right? So, you know, the first time we came together as actors and comedians, ki puri family. So it was quite a wonderful experience. And also, I think me and Jesse, we worked together with Dad for the first time in a photo shoot.
Yes, yeah.
Yes. Wow. So we were quite nervous, and my dad was making sure that he was giving us, you know, while he was giving all the expressions, he was like under his breath, just giving us quick instructions. Okay, smile now. Okay, look there. Look there. Give a good reaction. So he was...
felt it was a miracle that it just went so smoothly. But we're always very nervous about that. But thanks to you guys. Thanks to the photographer, Prabhat Shetty.
Yeah.
I think he did a great job. And thanks for making us look so good.
Thank you so much, Jimmy and Jesse, for joining me on this episode. And I'm glad that you guys could be part of cover last week. Thank you so much.
Thank you,
Shruti. Thank you so much.
All the best for the upcoming movies and for all the content that you put out. I guess you just keep us as entertained as you always do. Thanks, guys.
Thank you,
Shruti. To the entire HT Brunch team.
Thank you so much.
Thanks a lot.
About 5 years ago, I unwittingly started a version of intermittent fasting.
This was when Keto also hadn't come out. And of course, it wasn't intentional, and there was one big change. I was eating brunch at 5 p.m. and dinner at 11 p.m. and snacking a whole lot in the middle. Did I lose weight? Well, I didn't feel like I did, though I honestly wasn't really paying attention. But over the years, much to my mum's woe, this erratic eating habit became a constant. But I'm proud to say that the pressure to eat well and on time during the lockdown has helped me get out of this diet my body was accidentally on. But today there are so many people swearing by their diets. Of course I'm tempted to try it out and shed some lockdown weight. But who am I kidding? I'm too lazy to do even that. And what does Vee Sanghvi have to say about losing weight by trying out one of these trending diets? Well, listen on to find out.
If you've been on a diet, you'll know that it works. All diets work. In the first week or so, you'll lose lots of weight and you'll be very pleased. But sometimes the diet won't continue working. The weight loss will stop. What's the difference? Well, most of the weight you lose in the early days is water. After that, when it gets the difficult business of actually losing muscle or especially losing fat, there are more problems. Now, the diet everyone recommends and praises these days is something called intermittent fasting. Intermittent fasting basically allows you to eat whatever you want for about 8 hours. The rest of the day, you're supposed to fast. It's popular because there are no restrictions, so it can get difficult sometimes staying hungry for a long period of time. But if you don't mind giving up dinner and you don't mind eating early, it's not actually that bad to do. Except the big question has been, does it work? Well, we now have the results of the first proper medical survey, and it's looked at many people who tried it, compared them to people who didn't try it, and the short answer is a little depressing. It doesn't work. No matter what you do, you lose a little weight on intermittent fasting, but you won't lose as much weight as you think you should. So what do? Many people, I suspect, now will give up intermittent fasting. But here's my theory. My theory is that diet books usually contradict each other. They usually get it wrong. There is no one diet that works for everyone. If intermittent fasting is working for you, then hey, that's fine. Don't give it up. Whatever rings your bell, that works.
Do you remember your dreams? When was the last time you had a particularly scary one? For me, that would be a few days ago when I finally sat down to watch Us, which is the 2019 American horror movie by Jordan Peele. And essentially, I've watched Get Out, which was his 2017 release. So I figured it'll be scary. But watching a movie where the entire family gets attacked by a group of doppelgangers may have been too brave a thing to attempt at 1 a.m. I watched it, clutching onto a pillow, but I slept with the light on. And of course, there I was, in my dreams, being chased by my murderous doppelganger. Well, according to HT Brunch columnist Rehana Munir, it's quite common during the lockdown. No surprises there, of course. Here's what she has to say about dream analysis.
A lot of my friends have been talking to me about how they haven't been sleeping as well as they did in the pre-COVID era. And they attribute this to the fact that they see a lot of dreams, or they tend to remember their dreams, which is not something that used to happen. And when they describe their dreams, I think what I hear is, or how they describe it, is very nightmarish. And I know this isn't the time or place to play the game of one-upmanship with one's own friends, but I tend to go haha in my wicked brain, because I have long seen myself or considered myself to be a veteran when it comes to the area of nightmares. I feel that sleep is simply a delivery system for these very disturbing dreams to show up in my sleeping brain. And which is why I've always been interested in the question of dream analysis and interpretation. As a somewhat passionate Freudian, I tend to interpret my dreams using psychoanalytical tools. But we all know people who have their own ways to interpret what they see in their dreams. So we hear of dreams being a portal into an alternate reality, or some kind of glimpse of a past life in inverted commas, or an afterlife in inverted commas. And so many such explanations that tend to veer towards the supernatural or the extrasensory. So yes, of course, like everything, our sleeping life and our dream life has taken on a new meaning and new layers in the COVID era. And this column kind of has some fun with dreams, because one must have fun with things that have tormented you for most of your life, I think. And I'm also interested in knowing how you, the reader, interpret your own dreams. So I hope you have fun with the column. Bye.
They're a group of four 20-something boys from Kochi who are experimenting with their music and taking the indie music scene by storm. Yes, we're talking about When Chai Met Toast, a multilingual pop folk band known for being a fun and easy listen. What's interesting is that their songs usually have a mix of English, Malayalam, Hindi and Tamil lyrics. But they wanted to release a Hindi-only song, a language that they aren't quite comfortable writing in, which can get really tricky if you have to rhyme and be poetic and make sense all at the same time. And so they approached singer Ankur Tiwari to pen down the words, and their song Kahani was born. Well, we got them to do an acoustic rendition of the song for you. Hope you like it.
Hi, this is When Chai Met Toast. This one's called Kahani.
काश कभी तुम समझोगे कि क्यों हम करीब नहीं काश कभी तुम जानोगे कि अब तक है तेरी कमी पता है हमें कि तेरे बिना अधूरी है ये जिंदगी पता है हमें कि मेरी फिक्र अब तक तुम्हें है कहीं तेरी मेरी राहें कहीं मिलेंगी शायद फिर कभी कहानी है अधूरी सही पूरी होगी फिर कभी तेरा मेरा साथ ये अभी पूरा हुआ नहीं तेरी मेरी राहें कहीं मिलेंगी शायद फिर कभी जहाँ भी हो यादों में हो सांसों में हो मेरी जहाँ भी हो यादों में हो सांसों में हो
Have a happy weekend brunch.
The weekend is when you take a break from a hectic week, whether it's work from home or work from work. It's also a day to develop perspective on things by not just consuming news, but also analyzing it by listening to different points of views and figuring out what you feel about it. We hope we've been able to do just that with today's HT Brunch podcast. Feel free to give us feedback and suggestions on HT Smartcast on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, or DM us directly at HT Brunch on Instagram and Twitter. To listen to more podcasts, log on to htsmartcast.com or suno Naye Nazariye Se. I will see you back here next weekend with another dose of entertainment that keeps things real. Till then, happy brunching, guys!
This was a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HT Smartcast.